The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I don't know how many of you watch CBS Morning News. I don't watch any of the morning programs anymore. Used to. Can't even remember the last time I've watched any of the morning programs, but... CBS Morning News had a special guest yesterday, and there is some audio that you've got to hear, and I'll have that for you in just a little bit. But this is Friday, and we give preference to the phones on Fridays. So I've got Richard in Hilliard that's holding. Richard, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
Hello, Bob. How are you this Friday?
I am well, Richard. Thank you for asking.
I read that article from Dr. Williams yesterday, and I was excited to hear that you read from it as well. And I think a lot of the problems that stems from, I think, people looking to get rid of the electoral colleges, lack of, I think, three reasons. One, education. Maybe the schools, whether it's high school, elementary, or college, see us as a democracy, and we're a representative republic. And I even hear our politicians. I've even heard President Trump. I know I've heard President Obama keep referring to us as a democracy. And I remember sitting there watching these statements and yelling at the TV, "We are a representative republic." My wife would yell, look at me and laugh. She goes, "She can't hear you."
Well, it doesn't make any difference. It's our responsibility to yell at the TV. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I even hear, you know, with the exception of you, I even hear conservative commentators, both radio and TV, and I also have heard others say, keep referring to us as a democracy. And, you know, democracy, as you know, is a mob rule.
Sure.
And the founding fathers repeatedly stated this is a representative republic, and as parents and people, we need to keep repeating that we are a representative republic, and keep reading that article that you read about what Dr. Williams refers to, because we're not a democracy. We are a republic.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I keep bringing it up, Richard. That's a common theme on this program, because most Americans do not know. I don't think most politicians actually know. Now, Richard, would you have a problem with a politician saying we have a responsibility to spread democratic principles around the world? Would you have a problem with that?
No, because we can't force other countries to live as a representative republic like we've chosen to be.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's our Constitution. That's my own opinion. I may be an heir in that, but you know, for us Americans, we're a representative republic.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that we do not adhere to democratic principles. And there's a world of difference between striving for democratic principles, which I think in a very broad sense simply means where people have a voice, where it is not autocratic, it's not a dictatorship, where people have a voice in their government. So I have no problem with, you know, we need to spread democratic principles, but words mean something. And
yes, they do.
And that's why we've got to keep, you know, playing this trumpet that we are a representative republic, and the Electoral College is absolutely essential to that form of government. if we get rid of the Electoral College, we no longer have a representative republic. We have destroyed one of the largest building blocks that our founding fathers left for us. We completely destroy that if we get rid of the Electoral College.
I absolutely agree. We just don't realize how ingenious our founding fathers were.
That's true. It is true. All right, Richard, thanks. I appreciate your call. Not just because you agree with me, and I agree with you, but it's always fun to talk to somebody you agree with, but I appreciate your call. Thanks so much.
Have a good weekend.
Take care. You as well. You as well. God bless you. I would imagine most of your family, most of your friends, most of your neighbors do not understand what a representative republic is and the difference between a representative republic and a democracy. I doubt that they understand. And any elected official should understand the difference. They should understand the difference, but granted, many people use the term democracy just as a slip of the tongue because we say it so often and it is kind of assumed. But I think more often than not, America is described as a democracy because of pure ignorance. For many, for some, it is deliberate because they don't want a representative republic. And that's why this issue of the Electoral College is so important, that we fight for it. The squad, as they are called, the four freshman women in Congress, all of them have advocated doing away with the Electoral College. Several of the Democratic candidates for president have advocated getting rid of the Electoral College. Hillary Clinton has strongly advocated getting rid of the Electoral College, and again, for one reason. She lost the election. She's never gotten over it. She feels the election was stolen from her because she won the popular vote. Well, if we operated as a pure democracy, Hillary Clinton would be president. And Donald Trump would not. That would make a whole lot of people absolutely delighted. But it would not be good for our country. And let me go out on a limb here. Our founding fathers were not inspired as the writers of Scripture were. I want to make that absolutely clear. There can be no comparison whatsoever between the Constitution of the United States and the Bible. The Constitution of the United States is not infallible. It is not inerrant. That's why through the years we have amended it. And that's why in the genius of our founding fathers, they made it possible to amend the Constitution. So it's not infallible. It is not inerrant. The Bible is. With that said, however, I honestly believe with all my heart, the hand of Almighty God was upon our founding fathers, and his hand was upon them when they wrote the Constitution. It is a masterpiece. How that it has lasted for well over 200 years, still is serving us extremely well. I believe that because our founding fathers, every single one of them, acknowledge God as the ultimate authority. And then I've said this hundreds and hundreds of times, not all of our founding fathers were born-again Christians today. They would not be called evangelical Christians. Not all of them. Many of them were, maybe most of them. But some of them were not. But all of them, without exception, understood that we have been created by God, and any real liberty that we have does not come from government, does not come from armies, does not come from the Constitution, but comes from Creator God. All of our founding fathers believed that. All of them acknowledged his sovereignty over the affairs of men. Every one of them acknowledged that there is a God, he was the creator, and he is the ultimate sovereign. And because of that, I believe God had his hand on our country. I think if you look at the Constitution and the writings of our founding fathers, I think you see the fingerprints of God all over them. Equal to the Bible? Of course not. But I think it's difficult to deny the fact that God had his hand on the founding of our country. All right. Hey, it's Open Phone Friday. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Sometime soon, I want to play this audio from CBS Morning News. Or CBS This Morning, rather. And we'll do that soon after we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you again to Bob Burney Live. I'm shocked, and it takes a lot to shock me anymore. Really, it really does. I am shocked at the extent to which the liberal left is trying to drive a wedge between all of us as Americans. And we can't take the bait, folks. We just can't take the bait. The latest wedge issue that we are hearing now, and this just popped up in the last 6 months. And now it's everywhere, everywhere. And it's the issue of slavery. Now, before I make any comments, I want to say once again, as I have done hundreds of times, slavery was a horrible, evil thing. Should never be excused, should not be swept under the rug. We should be honest and open about the sin of slavery in America. But we must look at it objectively and in a balanced way. And we cannot blame all of the problems of America and all of the problems that we as individual Americans face on slavery. I want to play some audio for you. This was from CBS This Morning yesterday. A New York Times journalist by the name of Nicole Hannah Jones was on with Gail King. And I'll make some comments, but I want you to listen to this interaction between Gail King and this New York Times journalist, Nicole Hannah Jones. This was yesterday morning on CBS. Listen to this.
The thing that's so amazing about this that makes me so proud, you can look about at anything that's happening, just about anything that's happening in the world today, and tie it to slavery. You look at the highways in Atlanta. You look at the naming of Wall Street. You look at sugar that we eat. But the thing that stuck out to me was health care, that you can tie health care to slavery. How?
Absolutely. So there's a piece in there about why we're the only Western industrialized country that doesn't have universal health care. And it starts with opposition to universal health care that occurs right after slavery, when the Freedmen's Bureau was trying to offer free health care to the formerly enslaved. And there was white opposition to that. And so even today, you see with polling that white Americans will reject social programs if they think large numbers of black people will benefit from them. And so the harms of slavery have not been contained, because there are millions of white Americans. There are millions of Latinos and Asian and black Americans who don't have health care, who can't get insurance because of slavery.
Did you hear that? The reason we don't have universal health care is because of slavery. I heard someone earlier today refer to this interview, and I thought, no, no, they had to be taken out of context. No. No one would be foolish enough to say, well, the reason we don't have universal health care today is because of slavery. This is getting absolutely ridiculous. And then talk about a racist statement. Let me repeat what she said. Even so, I'm quoting from what you just heard. She says, even so today, you see with polling, white Americans will reject social programs if they think large numbers of black people will benefit from them. Give me the proof. Give me the poll. Give me the statistics. But the liberal left, and I say this advisedly, I say it carefully, but I say it truthfully, the liberal left has no problem whatsoever with just lying and making up their own facts. I have looked today to try to find this polling, these statistics that say that the general average white person in America says, I don't want any social programs that's going to help those black people. I don't know of any white people who have that attitude. I'm sure you could find some somewhere, but I don't know of anybody. This New York Times journalist made this statement indicting, almost convicting every white person in America and saying, well, the only reason we don't have universal health care is because white people don't want black people to have health insurance. That is worse than inflammatory. That is worse than prejudice. That is unbelievably judgmental with no proof, no evidence, no statistics, nothing backing it up except for her own prejudice. She obviously believes that all white people are a bunch of racists, and that's why we don't have universal health care. And it all goes back to slavery. Folks, listen, listen, listen. The devil lives in the extremes, as I say, constantly. If we just simply try to pretend that slavery never existed, that is a devilish extreme. It was terrible. It was horrible. It was awful. We should learn from it. We should admit it, acknowledge it, and learn. But the opposite extreme is every single thing that's wrong with America today can trace back to slavery 150 years ago is an equally devilish extreme that does nothing positive and everything negative. And that Gail King started her segment by saying, did you hear that? She says, the thing that's so amazing about this that makes me so proud, you can look at just about anything in the world today and tie it to slavery. Why would you be proud of that? What is there to be proud about? Again, her quote, the thing that's so amazing about this that makes me so proud, you can look at about anything in the world today and tie it to slavery. That is such a bald-faced lie. And Gail King, one of the voices and faces of CBS, said it yesterday morning. Let me say it again. There is a concerted effort to divide us racially, economically, and I don't care whether you're red, white, black, or purple, we cannot take the bait and turn the clock backwards concerning the progress we have made.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.